This image is very easily picked out to be fake. The biggest tell is... Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for joining me. I, as always, am Dustin. This is the Comic Talk headlines right here on Comic Talk Today. That is part of the Nerdy Legion podcast network, of which I am a proud member. Thank you very much for joining me. I hope you appreciated the very special Halloween episode. I hope to bring you more very special episodes that are not just the news, because news has a tendency to get a little dry. All of that being said, I appreciate your faces, nerds. Let's hit the housekeeping. That is right. We are into housekeeping for the second to last episode for the year. I told you it was coming, and I wasn't lying. So, what does this look like? So, the plan for the end of the year this year is going to be slightly different than normal, because we're going to be testing different things. Very potentially, there could be a few supplemental episodes beyond just the regular rumors episodes that we do during the downtime. And also, potentially, there will be a live stream or two on varying platforms. Probably won't make announcements, though they will get posted on the other platforms when they've been completed, assuming they go like I want them to. I think I have one or two episodes of other things that need to be cleared out from the catalog as well. Material I'm sitting on that just needs to be edited. So all of that being said, that is what this is going to look like. Again, we have one more proper episode next week. And also playing with the idea when we come back properly that we're only going to be doing one episode a week from there, so that I can get some other content up as well. Interviews, photography videos, work on the shorts a little bit, because I do the Quick and Nerdy series now, and that seems to be going fairly well. So I want to lean a little bit harder into that and be more consistent there. So in order for that to happen, we might have to scale back the Week in Nerddom. All of that being said, let's get into the reason you're still watching, and that is the shoutouts section. Shoutouts this week, we're just going to start there and then we'll talk about the push. So, shoutouts for this week's episode, we're going to start with Facebook. We have Jeremy Wood and Paul Groom. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follows. On TikTok, it's another big-ish time for the TikToks. We have Dawson Kate 01, Alan Flannery 0, Make Caton Go Viral, Kyle Henderson 163. Hello, Kyle. We have Unstu Junior 5R, Ghost _ Space _ Face 8345, Muddy Burritos. I think that's a great name. Also, We Took Oprah's _ Wig. Also, a great name. And then sus 4747474, and then a user randomly generated number. So thank you, nerds, for the follows. And then let's move over to Instagram. We have a couple more follows over there. We have Ade Cologne and Derek Dominguez. Thank you very much, nerds, for the follows. We have a new YouTube subscriber that doesn't have their account settings set to private, and that is Bob Bobby 4201. Thank you very much, nerd, for the follow. So, in order to get yourself a shout out, there are a number of things you can do. You can follow me on any of the social media. I'm on all of the social medias, all the main ones anyway, so you should be able to find me. Just look for Generally Nerdy. Sometimes the spelling is a little bit different because reasons. But yes, you can find me on all of them. On YouTube or on Facebook, it might be a little hard for me to see that you have followed, depending on how you have your account settings. I think Instagram has this issue from time to time as well. Depending on how you have your account settings, I won't be able to see if you have certain things set to private. So if you are looking for a shout out and you don't want to change your privacy settings, give me a heads up. Let me know you've done the follow in a comment or a DM or something along those lines, and I will be sure to send you a shout out. If you just want to follow and be awesome, then thank you very much for that. Even if I can't see that you have followed me, I do appreciate everyone that follows. And the reason we're doing this push is the big important thing, because we're trying to get to a level where I get taken a little bit more seriously when I approach certain people for interviews. Right now, I can get smaller interviews or interviews that are set up through a third party, which is how I've gotten some of the larger interviews I've got. I've also just been extremely lucky with a couple of the interviews that I have done on the channel as well. So sometimes luck wins out. Most of the time, I just have to have a larger follower count. So we're pushing at least two. I would prefer to get three, but at least two of the social medias over 1,000 follows or subscribes or whatever that, certain platform deems a follower. So that is the push. That is the reason for the push, is so I can up the ante for the content that we bring here on the channel. So all of that being said, either way, I love your faces. If you're just listening to my voice or watching my face say these words, then welcome, nerd. Thank you for joining me. We have some pop culture nerdy news to jump into. So let's do that. TV streaming is next. We are talking follow-ups real quick. We do have a Squid Game announcement in the follow-up section. That is, season 2 has been officially confirmed from the series creator on his Twitter account. We also have a really interesting update, continuing with the Squid Game theme. Squid Game has been number one for a long time on Netflix, and the new Arcane series, which is also a League of Legends property, is the first show to dethrone Squid Game from that number one spot on Netflix. Which, when I initially read it, was kind of surprising, and then I thought, wait a minute, this is tied to League of Legends. League of Legends is potentially the biggest esports game out there, so much less surprising when you put it into that kind of perspective, right? Next, we have a new trailer, just one new trailer, but a big new trailer, and that is Stranger Things Season 4 has dropped another big trailer. This one is Welcome to California, is the name of the video. And link in the description if you want to go check it out, because you absolutely should if you haven't already. This show is going to be very interesting. I feel like they're being secretive enough that they can pull something amazing out of this, but also the little bits that they have shown have potential to go very, very south. So they haven't done that to us in the past. On the whole, there have been definite slip-ups, but on the whole, everything has been super solid. So I have no reason to believe any other thing than that this season is also going to be super, super solid. It's Stranger Things Day happened on the, I believe it was the 5th of November. So there was a fair amount of Stranger Things bits that were announced. The trailer was just the biggest one of them. Let's move on now into news for this section. First up, we have a very interesting kind of sort of announcement from, what is the name of that production company? Millennium Media. In an interview with THR, Millennium Media president Jeffrey Greenstein told THR, the Hollywood Reporter, that there are a number of projects in pre-development for TV series from their movie IPs. Those projects include Hellboy, Rambo, the Has Fallen series, and the Expendables. There's also a UFC series that's actually into early stages of actual production, so they're working on scouting locations and so on and so forth, whereas these other ones are still being worked out. Who's going to write a spec script? Is there going to be a pilot, or are they just going to order two series? Who's going to direct? All of those things still need to be nailed down for the rest of these. But the UFC series, I believe it's called Undisputed, already has writers, and they're looking for a showrunner, and they're starting to scout out locations. The other half of this is, not only are they looking to potentially reboot or continue the stories started in these movie franchises, but they also have said that they're going to, or Jeffrey Greenstein actually said that if they do go forward with any of these series, they very likely are going to be recasting any main actors with younger action stars. And then he got into a bit of a issue with the fact that there aren't a whole lot of younger action stars. Most of our action stars are over 50 these days, and that's not exactly young in the state of Hollywood. So it's a very interesting dilemma he finds himself in, being as these are all action-based franchises. So yeah, if any of these come to fruition, we will definitely be keeping tabs on them. But that's all we got, so we're moving right along. Our final piece has to do with Netflix. Netflix had Netflix Festival Japan 2021, and they made some... There's a laundry list of announcements that they made. So I'm just going to go over a couple of the highlights. You can follow the link down in the show notes to see the entirety of the list. But we do have season 2 of Ultraman has been announced, a live action Yu Yu Hakusho, Gundam live action movie, and honestly, a boatload. There's a JoJo's Bizarre Adventure thing going on in there. A lot of huge IPs. They're really, really leaning on this push into Asian markets with the anime, specifically into Japan. Japan seems to be a big focus for Netflix these days, and this is probably going to do fairly well for them. So it's pretty exciting that we get all this awesome anime these days, and even live action versions of anime, even though those are kind of varying degrees of good. Either way, that's what we got for TV streaming for today. Movies section, also fairly large. This is just a big episode. I don't know what to tell you. So first up, and probably the biggest piece, because it's going to bleed over into the rumor mill as well, as also a giant piece there, but the Star Wars Rogue Squadron movie that Patty Jenkins is supposed to be doing has just been postponed indefinitely. Yesterday, as I'm filming this, so 2 days ago as you're watching or listening, Patty Jenkins made the announcement that scheduling conflicts are getting in the way and she doesn't know when she's going to be able to get to it. And then Disney proper said, yes, this has been tabled indefinitely. We don't know when this is happening. Jenkins was also sure to comment that it will still happen. She does still want to make this movie. She is still very motivated to make this movie. Just not exactly right now, apparently. And that then leads very heavily into rumor territory. So we're going to table it until the rumor section. That is what we have for follow-ups. We now have a new trailer for the Afterlife, the Ghostbusters Afterlife movie. November 19th is the release date. Super excited about this. Honestly, this trailer just does all the more to hype you up. If you haven't watched it already, go check the link down in the show notes and you can watch it yourself. It's worth a watch. This hype machine is doing everything it needs to. And we get a little bit of Dan Aykroyd in this trailer. So let me know if you catch it down in the comments or on the social medias. We can have that conversation because it's there. You just have to be... it's not that hard to miss. You'll catch it anyway. So yeah, that's what we have for that. So next, let's move into news, and we have another Philip K. Dick novel getting adapted into a movie. That novel is Vulcan's Hammer. It's going to be adapted by the same director who brought us the Keanu Reeves Constantine movie, and that is Francis Lawrence, or Francis Lawrence. It's a guy, so I don't know. Yeah, that's all we really have right now. It's super early in development, but sounds interesting. Love Philip K. Dick. Never read Vulcan's Hammer, though I am very interested to read it now. That's what we got, so we're moving on. Next, we're talking about Wicked. The fan favorite musical is getting a movie adaptation as well. And, oh my lord, this is, I don't know what to make of this. So it is going to be starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Erivo? I don't know which of them is supposed to be playing Elphaba. I would imagine Ariana Grande because she's the bigger name there and Elphaba is the star of the show, but seems like a pretty interesting casting choice, especially considering Idina Menzel is still acting. though potentially has aged out of this role, which sucks because she's amazing. But either way, yeah, Ariana Grande. Who knew? Also, worth noting on this one, there is a petition going around at petition.org or wherever you do those things to keep James Corden off of the cast, which I find hilarious because of the whole cats thing. Anyway, moving on. Our final piece for the section is actually music related as well, and that is Studio 666. What is Studio 666? It is a movie that the guys in Foo Fighters made, starring them. It's a horror comedy movie that has been picked up by Open Road Films. It will be in 2,000 theaters this coming February. February 25th is the opening date. There is going to be an international release date as well, presumably on less theaters in that point. But the 2,000 theaters are stateside. February 25th is when it launches stateside. As more comes out for this one, we will definitely be covering it. It sounds pretty goofy. Not gonna lie, it's about the guys in Foo Fighters going to record in a haunted mansion and then Dave Grohl goes crazy. So what more could you ask for? Rumor mill. We've got a fair amount. So without any further ado, we're going to address those Star Wars rumors. First things first, the indefinite postponement of Patty Jenkins' Rogue Squadron has left open a big gap in what we know we're getting for Star Wars, because the things that we know absolutely are still happening are the Taika Waititi movie and the Kevin Feige movie. Those two things are still on the books. They still have tentative release dates. And then also, supposedly, we have the Rian Johnson trilogy is still somewhere in the works. The last we heard was from Johnson and Disney saying, yes, that is still going to happen sometime in the future. That one is not necessarily in production in any way at the moment, so we're going to just ignore the Rian Johnson movies. And Taika Waititi, Feige, and Jenkins were supposed to be the next three Star Wars movies that we were going to be getting, presumably sometime in short succession, be it a year or two between them. It was going to happen rather quickly. Well, now Jenkins' movie has been postponed, and all talk about Feige's movie has kind of died off. So the only one that even still kind of has buzz is Waititi's movie. And then all of the rumors started going crazy about a week ago, saying that Rogue Squadron was going to get bumped. And then we got the announcement that Rogue Squadron got postponed, and now we're getting an Old Republic movie. This is not, so according to all of the sources, there are plenty of sources on this one, but according to all of them, this is not going to be a retelling of the story from the Knights of the Old Republic video game, either of them, the first or the second. This is going to be a new story that exists in the universe at the same time as the timeline of those two games. So this presumably is not going to be related to either of those other two movies, the Waititi movie or the Feige movie. So very interesting, super excited about it. Likelihood that this is the way it's going. Oof, this is a really tough one to call because there's so many sources here. It's kind of hard to ignore all of this information, all of these insiders and leakers and stuff making these announcements, especially days before it was announced that the Rogue Squadron movie was moving by Disney. Disney made that announcement. So that definitely lends a lot of credence to this. It's very exciting news, if it is news, but the probability that this rumor is going to come to light is pretty high, I gotta say. We're looking at like a 75. This is kind of outside my comfort zone, but 75% likelihood that we are going to be seeing an Old Republic movie in the near future. Our next rumor has to do with Wonder Woman 3. This is another Patty Jenkins vehicle. This one, though, has not been postponed, though we'll get into that. So this rumor says that we're going to be seeing Sasha Calle's Supergirl as well as Hawkgirl, who is yet to be cast in this movie. So We do have a couple of things playing for this. That is Sasha Calle, Supergirl, already going to be in The Flash. It would make sense that she would also be here, especially if it is revealed in The Flash movie that she is part of the main universe, which Patty Jenkins and Gal Gadot are doing. Also, Hawk Girl was made very explicitly known that she could not be in the Black Adam project because DC had other plans for her, which lends towards this rumor's credibility as well. But there is one big piece that is going against this so far, and that is Patty Jenkins. Now, she didn't specifically say what the scheduling conflicts were for the Star Wars issue. It could be this, though she has said that in no uncertain terms that she has not yet begun work on Wonder Woman 3. She also has said she might not even be the one to do Wonder Woman 3. So if that's the case, then they still have to find writers and a director for this movie. So for us to know that these two characters are going to exist in a movie that does not have a script yet is kind of far-fetched. So at the most, we could only go 50% on this one. Honestly, I feel like that's even a little high. I'm going to put this one right about 35% likelihood that these two characters will show up in Wonder Woman 3. This next rumor is kind of exciting, potentially. So X-Men, the animated series, has been rumored previously to be getting a reboot. And this is a new rumor saying that there is going to be another X-Men the Animated Series. So the rumor does specify that it is not necessarily going to be a continuation from the original animated series. It also says that it might not even be in the same vein as the original animated series, because we do know that Kevin Feige likes to do things the way Kevin Feige wants to do them. So being that the original animated series was very much in line with the original 90s comics, the 90s comics, probably means that if Feige has his hand in it, like he will, then it's not going to be that. So the fact that the rumor specifically states this plays to its favor. Original director and producer on the 90s animated series, Larry Houston, has made it known that he is very willing to rejoin his compatriots, that ones that are still with us, to make such a series, though Disney Plus has yet to reach out to him, as he has very explicitly stated numerous times in the not-too-distant past. So, likelihood that we're going to be getting an animated X-Men, the animated series. So this is a difficult one to call because, again, long enough timeline, anything becomes 100% possible. So we're going to look at this in a relatively short time frame. So we'll say within the next 3 to 5 years, what is the likelihood that we are going to be seeing an X-Men animated series? The likelihood that we are going to see some sort of reboot series, some sort of original X-Men animated series, seems pretty likely down the longer end of that road. So closer to 5 years, yes, I believe we will see an X-Men animated series. The likelihood that that animated series is going to have anything at all to do with the original 90s animated series is pretty low. We're going to say probably 70% likelihood we'll see it be within 5 years. That it's going to be related to the 90s, probably 20%. I would be very surprised if it really had anything to do with that 90s series, sadly. So our next set of rumors have to do with Spider-Man No Way Home. So Spider-Man No Way Home has some quote-unquote leaked images, two very specific leaked images, which hopefully I can get on screen right here for those of you watching. If you're not watching, youtube.com/generallynerdy. Anyway, I'll put on the screen first. This is the picture that is supposedly revealing that all three Spider-Men's from the recent movie past are going to be in this movie, namely Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. This image is very easily picked out to be fake. The biggest, the biggest tell is the levels of black are not the same, very specifically on Tobey Maguire. The Andrew Garfield image is a little bit harder to tell. Andrew Garfield part of the image, I should say, is a little harder to tell because he's a little further towards the background. So it kind of, it's hard. He's a little more blurry, not close to the camera. Tobey Maguire, however, is rather close to the camera, and the black levels on him, and I wish I could go into greater detail, but it's kind of difficult when we're doing such a long episode. But either way, anyone who's worked at anything extensively with Photoshop can tell you that those are composited images. The second image that is potentially a little more likely, there, I would have to look at this one a little bit more, that there is the possibility that this one is also doctored, though it is a much better Photoshop job because there is no obviously glaring issues with this one. So this one could be true. And this one is showing us Daredevil, Charlie Cox playing Daredevil in the movie. So potentially that one is legit. The other one, no, absolutely not. So percentages here, we got to give the percentages because that's how this section works. So percentage that the first image is legit, I'm going to put that at 5%. There is very little possibility. It is possible, but there's very little possibility that is a legitimate image. As far as the Charlie Cox image, I'll put that one at about 50%. I really could go either way on that one. There's some things that look like they might be a little sketch, but it's also not the greatest quality of image, so that could just be chalked up to image quality. So yeah, that's where we're sitting with that. But there is another rumor about Spider-Man. This one is post No Way Home. This rumor says that we're going to be seeing Spider-Man wearing the Venom symbiote in whatever movie follows Spider-Man No Way Home. So this one has the same glaring issue that Wonder Woman Volume 3 has, and that is there is no way at this point in time we know that information. This rumor, while potentially could actually happen, right now that information does not exist. So the fact that this rumor exists is 100% rumor. So we're putting this one at 0% likelihood that the next, and again, long enough timeline, sure, potentially anything can happen. But right now as it stands, 0% chance that there is anything that is resembling a true statement in that rumor. And then our final rumor for the episode has to do with Black Panther Wakanda Forever. A new rumor has surfaced stating that they will reveal the son of T'Challa and Nakia in the movie, and presumably he is going to be the next Black Panther, and then they're going to have battles as to who's going to hold the throne until he's old enough to challenge for it or whatnot and so forth and whatever. This one seems potentially accurate because this very much is in line with the way Disney does things. So as a way to elicit an emotional response from the audience, as a way to continue Black Panther in a reasonable way, because this isn't a bad thing. This is very potentially going to be a great way to do this. This isn't the best source. I will say that. So I can't go super high with this, even though I think this is a fantastic way to do what they want to do. The likelihood for this is probably right about 65%. A little more likely than not, but not the greatest source, and only one source talking about it. So I can't give it much more than that, and even that's probably a little generous. That being said, that is all we have for the rumors today, nerds. And that is the end of today's episode, nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com to see all of the options we have for you there. There's a bunch of podcasts. Go listen to everybody because they all deserve your attention. About 50% of you are subscribed here, so don't forget to subscribe while you're here. It's a simple button press away. It's not that big of a deal, and it helps out the channel and the network immensely. So do that. I love your faces. We'll see you in the next one. Only one more left for the year. So yeah, we'll have all the fun. Thank you very much, nerds. We'll see you next time.